I'm here with Paul Ebert, New Energy Global Director for Advisian, to chat about the new energy future. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ian. Good to be here.
We hear a lot about new energy and how it's important to our future. In your mind, what exactly are the challenges we're facing?
Look, new energy is actually a little tough to define. It's a little vague, but what we're seeing is a number of disruptive technologies and concepts in energy markets. They're converging in time. And what that's doing is it's presenting us with a very new paradigm in the way we use energy. And this is going to have quite profound repercussions for not only business, but society.
And who is going to be impacted by this? Are there winners and losers?
There certainly are likely to be winners and losers. Certainly the energy sector itself will be impacted. Businesses that use energy, and that's virtually every business, and societies, because by its nature, disruption can influence our daily lives, and we're going to see that, I think.
Absolutely. Now, Paul, you and your team have just released your latest thought leadership piece called The New Energy Future, Global Transition. This is the first chapter in the series. What does it discuss?
It's really a context setter. So we're trying to define what we're seeing. So what are the technologies that are converging? And there's a couple of them that I'll mention briefly. Solar energy is one of them. So the cost of solar energy has reduced remarkably over the last 5 years, and it's going to continue to do, to the point where if you want electricity, it's probably going to be the cheapest form of electricity generation for you, using your own rooftop. And that's just one of a series of technologies, including such things as energy storage, which are combining with other things, which we'll mention in the first piece, to create this new energy paradigm.
Fantastic. And what other issues will we be discussing in the later chapters?
Yeah, so we're having a rollout of a number of chapters, and they're going to cover things such as the impacts on the liquid fuel market. So, how does this new energy transition impact oil, for example? We're going to look at how things such as electric vehicles will impact urban infrastructure and the way we design our cities and infrastructure around them. And things like the impact on, say, the electricity grid, which could actually emerge as a rather new and exciting part of the utility landscape. So, it's really a context setter. What does this new energy paradigm look like? And from there, we delve into some of the detail.
You can download a copy of Chapter 1 of The New Energy Future, Global Transition, from www.advisian.com/New Energy Future. Paul, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.